We actually have a state law. This actually came up where we have to do for anybody that has like a balcony or an exposed stairwell for like 6 feet and above, they need some kind of structural engineering report. I'm assuming your company is going to be busy doing some of these reports. They have been.
Yeah, no, there. So that's the Senate Bill 326 work that you refer to. And as the infrastructure they have in this case, it's our buildings and our balconies. They age, they get termite damage, and then they become to the point where they structurally cannot support the weight of people on the balcony. So unfortunately, we do have incidents where they do collapse. So this particular bill, which my company, JMC Squared, does handle those inspections and the engineering work for. But basically, we're going out to anyone that has, like you said, 6 feet or above balconies and testing them, reviewing them, and making sure that they're safe and giving clearance reports on those in compliance with that Senate Bill 326.
Yeah, and I think that there was a timeline that was extended because I believe the original due date was the end of this year, but they added a year, if I'm not mistaken, on that.
It's probably good that they did because we have found that many building owners have not yet complied with that. And I think my concern would be that we only have so many engineers in this state and we only have so many contractors in this state. And so if all the apartment owners and condominium owners and people that have these balconies that need to be inspected wait till the last minute, they're going to find themselves with very few of us to be able to address their needs quickly. So my recommendation would be that if you are in a situation where you do need to comply with that current law, that you should get something done sooner rather than later, because if you wait till the very end with everyone else, you're going to end up with a lot higher prices. You might not find people to be able to do the work. And then if you're out of compliance, even given that additional year to comply, I think the state ends up having fines and other implications to that. So I would highly recommend that anyone that has this situation contact their local engineering company and make sure that they get that taken care of.
Yeah, and you know what? None of this was on my notes. It just so happens that when we met at the multi-million dollar trade show and landlord conference in Long Beach, held by the Apartment Owners Association, and I noticed that there were a lot of structural engineers on the trade floor, and I'm like, that sounds familiar. And as a property manager myself, but I don't have any of them that are beyond a story. It didn't affect me directly. I'm like, hold on, what's this about? And it's now that it's on the back of my head, and you brought something up. None of this was in my notes, but I gotta ask you because you're in the field. Compliance. Was compliance simply getting the report, or the report showing that hey, you need repairs and you have to get this addressed, and then there's like a follow-up report or something like that?
Right. No. So it basically, so you don't want to, of course, have any type of failure of a balcony because balconies are typically second, third, fourth floor in a building. And if there's an issue where that balcony actually collapses, and you're going to have someone get injured or killed, unfortunately. And so the law is to look at the statistical probability. You need to be 90% sure that all the balconies are properly addressed, and because that gives you a sense of a good security that the balconies are in shape and don't need any additional work done to them. And so the first step is that inspection and basically a clean bill of health. And if you get the clean bill of health, then you're done. You basically have the engineer or a licensed architect. So that's the other thing. It has to be a licensed engineer or licensed structural engineer. To be specific, I'm a civil engineer, but I have licensed structural engineers that work for me. It has to be a licensed structural engineer or a licensed architect. It can't be a contractor. It can't be just a civil engineer. And those are the ones that can certify and to basically say that those balconies are safe. If they find that some of the balconies do need repair, then certainly if you're a building owner, you want to know that because that's a huge liability for you if something does occur to one of the people that occupy that space or have friends over on that balcony. So The next step would be that if there are balconies that actually need to be fixed, then the recommendation would be by the engineer or the architect to have those fixed, and then plans would be developed, and then the work would be done to strengthen those balconies to ensure that they'll be safe for many years to come.
Yeah, and the reason I'm asking, because there was a couple of questions that I was digging into. I was also asking other engineering firms, especially those that were on the floor, and most of the time they would get stumped when I would ask them, well, who's enforcing this? Is it going to be, for example, Los Angeles has a Department of Building and Safety. They have, depending on where you are, if you're in a rent stabilization ordinance zone, you have the housing department and the housing community development and all that. Because no one seems to know who we're answering to. So it's, once we get these reports, who are we actually turning them over to?
Well, so... my understanding is that it will be the state of California, since it is their law that they've passed, and it's basically paperwork. Like, the engineer does the report, certifies that the balconies and then are okay, or some of them might need repair, but there still needs to be a report prepared by an engineer or architect that goes to the state agency, and it's the state agency that then files that information, and they can very easily reach out to any of the buildings that have balconies. I'm sure they have an entire list of all of them in the state of California. And if these, some of these HOAs or locations, apartment buildings haven't complied yet, it's going to be very easy for the state to send out letters to all of them saying that it looks like you've missed the deadline. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, so you could see that the state of California could probably very easily enforce this rule, because it's either you're complying or you're not. And the compliance means you're preparing that report and sending it to them.
Yeah. Gotcha. So that was one question. The other question was, it almost seems like, is it we're paying for two reports, or it's better to get someone out there to inspect it before getting said report to say, hey, can you check if we need repairs on these things?
That's an excellent question. And what we've been finding is that contractors are going out and convincing homeowners associations to do the work, saying that that's in compliance. And then the homeowners association realizes that that's kind of the cart before the horse. Like, the basically the horse is the engineer or architect coming and doing the inspection, because it could very well be that every balcony on your building is fine. So if every balcony is fine, you don't have to do anything further other than file that report with the state. If it's not fine, let's say 5 of the 100 balconies on your building are not fine, then you move forward with plans for fixing those 5 balconies versus all 100 balconies. So it, as a HOA, a homeowners association, or an apartment building owner, it makes way more sense to go the design engineer route than it is to start with the contractor, because people need to know, and you know this as a property owner, construction is 10 times the cost of design. So it's much more cost effective to have people do design and analysis than it is to actually go and build something. And so the owners need to realize that the first step really is to go to the engineers or the architects first, see what's required, have them develop plans if necessary, and then go out to bid. And don't just go to one contractor, go to 3 contractors with the plans and get the best price possible, so you can, you know, make sure you get value for your limited resource, which is money in this case.
Yeah. So a scenario, which is probably most likely, so this is what it might look like then, and correct me if I'm wrong. Say, hey, engineer, need you out here. I have balconies. Check how they are. They prepare a report. Report says, hey, XYZ needs some repairs. And then, as you said, the whole process to, you know, draft plans, engineering, contractor, and all that to get that repaired. Then once all that's said and done, hey, engineer, I got the work done. Can you get back here and do another report to see if I'm in compliance or not, if everything's all right? Is that more or less how it would look like?
Yes.
You're basically paying for two reports, because that's exactly what it is. There is no other way about it. It's not like I pulled a permit, so now come finalize it. That's not how a scenario might be. It's more like if you're not in compliance, expect to pay for two reports.
Well, and so, I mean, obviously, we want everyone to stay in compliance. And, you know, some of the laws that they passed in the state of California are excellent laws. And I feel that this is one that is an important law because the safety concerns of a collapse or failure of a balcony that's elevated 2, 3, 4 stories above the ground is a very dangerous scenario. And unfortunately, we've got the weather, you know, of course, we're near the coast, many of these properties. So you've got that sort of issue. You've got termites and all the things that degrade the structural capacity of a balcony. So the hope is that you're only doing one report, and that one report gives your building a clean, your balconies a clean bill of health. The second report, if you will, would be more the recommended repairs, which I would call construction plans versus just a report or letter. So the first one's kind of a letter that reviews, looks at the waterproofing and the structural integrity. The second one is actual construction documents on what to do to fix the balconies that need to be fixed, not all the balconies. And so my point is that instead of hiring a contractor directly and having them fix everything, why not just fix the things that need to be fixed? And so that's why you'd want to hire the engineer or architect first.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And for people who may not be aware, I don't remember if this the Senate bill was in response to what happened. I believe it was in Miami, where overnight just like half a building just collapsed on itself.
I don't think it was from that, but that was obviously a tragedy in Miami. I think it stemmed from what happened up at UC Berkeley. There was a collapse, and I think a few students actually got killed. That's what my understanding is. But there have been collapses, and certainly to the point where they had to pass this law to kind of open building owners' eyes, because if you own a building, you have a lot of responsibility as a building owner, and there's going to be things you can't think of all the scenarios as a building owner, just because you deal with so many issues that the tenants have to, you know, they call you on, whether it's plumbing or electricity or ADA compliance or whatever it is. I mean, building owners have a tremendous amount of pressure on them. And so a balcony is not necessarily something that you would think of. Like if you're not a structural engineer or an architect, you're not necessarily thinking about balconies failing right off the side of a building. And so it's a critical bill that they passed. And so.
Yeah. And I do agree with it. I just wasn't entirely sure how all that was going about, because I was getting questions from my clients. Like I asked the same questions. I don't think I got a clear answer, but I think this actually clarifies a lot of things and also shows that you know what you do in your field. So this would actually make a very good educational clip when I'll probably segment this out. It's like, hey, you guys got to tune into this with respect to SB, whatever, because people are asking me about it on my socials as well. So that kind of segues though, like the reaction of like, I didn't know that there was, or at least I forgot about this law. It didn't affect me directly. So at first I'm like, well, I didn't know, but I might know people that does. And sure enough, when I spread the word after the trade show, it's like, oh snap, I got to get on the phone with some engineers. So like, oh, well, see, it makes people jump into action.